Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, families. This is Mama Seven, and I am so glad to be here on a Wednesday. Not just a Wednesday evening. I hope everyone has had a wonderful day, has survived this hurricane season that we're in. Kind of iffy, okay? So I hope everyone is in good spirits, good health, have made good mental decisions. We have to really, really get into this one, family. So go ahead, get comfortable, get in your comfy chair, and let's talk about some real situations and scenarios, okay? We got to talk about faith over fear. And that's kind of a big topic, kind of a big deal, because, you know, it's the thing that keeps us still, that keeps us frozen. So it's important that we begin to look into that. But I don't want to rush and overlook our last week's show, because last week's show was awesome, investing in your spiritual development. So when that show came up, I was like, okay, we're going to talk about investing time. We're going to talk about investing prayers. Boy, that show went all over the place. We really got a chance to speak about what it means to invest in yourself, what it means to invest in your spirit, what it means to value your spirit. See, investments are looked at as something of value to somebody, pork belly, stock, bond, something. It has a value. And so when you are investing in something, you're taking something of value and adding it to something else to create a bigger value. That's what we're trying to do. So when it comes to investing in your spiritual development, yeah, we want to create the biggest value that we can. And that, for me, it starts with time. You know, what you spend your time on is what is important to you. Where you spend energy is the things that you spend your energy on, the things that you spend your money on, those are the things that are important to you. And if you're not spending your time, your energy, your money on your spiritual development, then you're not really investing in yourself. We spoke about self-care, what self-care means, what self-care doesn't mean. It was a really, really important show. If you did get a chance to check it out, you can go to A Wonderful Approach Facebook page, and all the shows are listed there. You can also go to www.awonderfulapproach.com and check out that show and many others, and just what we're trying to build, what we're trying to grow from here. But it was a really important show because investing is critical. You know, you've got to spend the time, you've got to spend the energy, have to spend the money. You got to pull back from the things that are not investments, okay? So if you're doing something that doesn't help you, that doesn't grow your income, that doesn't educate you, that wastes your time, then I got to ask, are you really investing in yourself? Or are you investing in somebody else's dream? So y'all keep watching all that Dancing with the Stars, keep doing whatever you want to do. Someone else's dream is being poured into by the millions. So therefore, their dream is great. My question is, where is your dream at? Who's pouring into your dream? And if you're not willing to do some basics to invest in yourself, if you're not willing to do some basics like investing in the one that created you, then I question if you're really, really, if you really understand the value of yourself. Do you know your own value? Do you understand that you're precious? Do you understand that there's points for you? You know what I'm saying? The devil's trying to get you because he knows that he already got half the population, okay, maybe even more than half. I don't know. But to get the ones that are already striving for God, that's extra. He has to work extra hard to get those. And so we have to make sure we're doing our part and playing hard to get, okay?
We had to play hard to get. We had to make sure, no, don't come over here, don't be over here. So that was last week's show. It was really, really eye-opening for me because it helped me to understand the things that I do in the name of spirituality, the things that I do in the name of evolution slash evolving myself. You know, how am I trying to elevate myself? How am I trying to elevate my family? How am I trying to elevate a wonderful approach? You know, what types of things can I really call investing? So it was a wonderful show. It gave me a lot to go on. It had me, left me with a couple homework assignments, you know, some things I had to write down on paper. You know what I'm saying? The things that when you start writing things down on paper, when you start committing them to memory, those are the things that are going to weigh on your mind and weigh on your attention. So, you know, like I say, I do show up pen and paper every single show, and that's because I'm going to find something to learn, to pull from. I am so thankful that I have wonderful callers that will call in, and they share information that I may not have. You know, they have a different way of looking at things. So I'm always jotting that stuff down and paying attention to that. So that was last week's show. Take a minute, check it out. This week's show, Faith Over Fear, oh, I'm ready for this one. I'm ready because this is like my favorite topic right here. I love talking about faith. I love talking about faith. I love to coach you out of that fear. You know, knowing that there's something better for you, that's my job. That's my job. What many people may not know is I'm a water baby, okay? Even though I'm a fire sign, I'm a fire child, fire is that element. I windsurf. I play water polo. I used to lifeguard as a young person. I do water. And one thing I love about water is teaching people afraid of water how to swim. I tell people I can do it in 3 sessions. That's all it takes. Don't take all your life. Because once you get past your fear, you can do anything. So not only do I swim well, not only do I enjoy the water, I enjoy getting people past their fear. So I'm the right one. If you're not sure about something, it's on your mind, it's on your heart, you can't get past it, blah, 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 I'm the right person to call because I'm not going to coexist with fear. I don't know what that is. You know, once you begin to understand how big God is, once you begin to understand how powerful God is, fear goes away. But we're going to have to talk about it because in 2020, we got some fears. We got some real fears out there. I have the pleasure of being co-host today. I'm so excited. My dear sister Siobhan is going to be joining us, one of our young, a wonderful approach angels, but up and rising. She's serious about this, so I'm very excited to get her on the line and have her share some of these experiences because one thing about a wonderful approach is that we don't play around. We're very, very open, honest, direct. You're going to know some things. So we're going to spend that time really talking about what that fear is. I need you to say it. I need to know why. You know, how did this get to be this big boogeyman, you know? So we're going to talk about some things so that we can really begin to break down what about this is fearful, you know, so that we can begin to, you know, debunk that, you know. So here we go. We're going to get into this. Let me see if I can pull my dear sister on the line. Greetings. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Mama Seven. How are you?
I am wonderful. I am wonderful. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Thank God.
Okay. look, we have a lot to be thankful for. You know, God wakes us up with plenty to be thankful for. But really, we've been saying a lot of extra thank you prayers, you know, for you and everything that you do. And so it is, we are here, you know, and I'm glad to be here. Tell Nico I say hi.
Yes. Nico, Mama Seven, say hi.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
So, no, you're fine. So, you know, we're talking about faith, talking about fear. Tell me what you know about fear. Tell me what you know about fear.
Oh, I know a whole lot about that unfortunate subject. But fear guided my life for a long time. It controlled me because it led me to believe I had control over things. And if I didn't have control over things, I gripped even harder, you know, whether it was things, people, you know. I was always told, you're strong, Siobhan, you can do it. And I grew, that stuck with me. And I had to see things through because I didn't want to fail, you know. So my biggest fear was failure.
Okay.
You know, and like I said, it controlled me. And it guided my life for a long time. And it wasn't up until recently, like you said, I'm a youngin'.
Amen.
The wonderful approach. You know, shortly before that, I was done. It was like I threw up my hands and fell to my knees like, God, I need you. Like, I can't do this anymore. I don't want to do this anymore. You know? But, yeah, that fear is something else.
Yeah. And you talked about fear of failure. Let me tell you, when you are afraid of something, it practically immobilizes you. It has a good grip on you. You can't move. You can't do this. You can't. And so you're feeling this immobilized, like, I don't have any options, you know. I don't have any choices in the matter. So the problem with fear is that fear knows you. You know what I'm saying? Fear already has done its research. You know, so it knows what type of fear to come with you at. So if some people, crazy, some people are afraid of success. And so right when you get to that edge, this fear pops up and you can't move past it. It's like the fear knew you were coming. It's already behind you, you know. So some people are afraid of rejection. And so right when they're getting up the urge, fear is like, get back in your place. Get back over there. You're not strong enough for this. And so fear knows you, and that's the problem. You know, not a stranger. See, if a stranger off the street says something to me, I had somebody tried to talk to me about my mask or lack of or whatever. So I was like, mind your business, you know. And I just couldn't believe that this person – I know you're not talking to me. And so they almost got, you know, the royal tell-off. And that was a stranger. Now, somebody that I knew, somebody that now, Mama Seven, you know better. You know, maybe. You know, it hits differently when it's familiar.
Yeah, and that's why I said – those in my life that were near and dear to me, you know, would always say, you got this. You know, I know you have it in you. And you know what I expect of you. And that bred fear within me. Like, we really, you know, fear lives within us because we manifest it because of the things we hear, the things we see, the things we're told. Right.
Yes. And we're constantly feeding it, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like the two wolves that hide within us. You know, the one that wins is the one that's been eating. So, absolutely. What have you been feeding to this wolf, you know? So, how are you, you know, if you're working on the fear, and that fear is working on you, you know what I'm saying? And that fear is working on you. It's learning how to duck and dodge all your moves. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And if you don't have your toolbox in place, you know, you'll fall victim to that fear every single time, and you'll continue to feed it, and it'll continue to grow and grow until it's just out of control, you know? And that was a place I was at. I felt like I don't know what else to do. And it was then I realized you don't have control. You only have control of yourself. That's it. You don't have control of things. You don't have control of people. You have to understand that God is in control.
Yes. Yes.
And once
give it to God. Yes. Take it out your hand. You don't know what to do with it.
Yes, because if you sit there and say, oh, God, help me, and you pray on it, and, you know, you do all of these things, but then you still worry, and you still, fear, and you don't have faith. It's like, well, did you really give it to God? Because sounds like you still want to control a situation, which you really don't have control over, but
it's
are you really going to let this go? It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
And I operated under that false pretense for so long.
Those people that want to be so strong-minded, I got to make it happen. I got to see it through. It's got to be me. And I'm like, none of this is you. You know what I'm saying?
No.
This is, you have already lost the battle. You just don't realize it.
Right. I mean, there's a verse in Proverbs that says, the heart of man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps.
Amen.
So you have to really and truly control yourself to set forth on your path and to accomplish the goals that you set forth for yourself, or even know what your, expectations are of your Lord. You know, and it's well, what is expected of me? That's the only person you need to answer to.
That's right. Oh, you know? That fear, we're not born with fear. Someone put that there.
Absolutely.
When we are children,
and it wasn't God.
We bounce around. We have a good time, blah, blah, blah. We think we cute. Somebody has to tell you, oh, no, you're not cute. Mm. This happened.
Right.
Oh, no, that's not real. This is the reality.
Yeah.
You know, we're born, seeing spirits, seeing angels. We're born with the closest relationship that we will have with God.
Right.
And so everything.
I mean, that's when we're at our purest.
That's when we're at our purest. No one, but when people start implanting in us, people now, not God.
People.
Not the angels, not your ancestors, people. When people start implanting in us, all they're doing is putting their thoughts there, their feelings there, their fears. And so now mom won't let you swing as high as you want to. You thought you were going to touch the sky, but now she's afraid you're going to hurt yourself.
Yeah.
So she puts fear in you, okay? And so we have situations where, we've experienced, feelings that don't feel good. And so now we have fear of rejection. We have fear someone left us intentionally, accidentally. We don't know. But someone left us. So now we have fear of abandonment within us. You know what I'm saying? So we are not born. God, we have everything that we needed when we were born. And we didn't have fear. So what does that tell us? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, it's unfortunate, but it is very true, and it's not in most cases, the people around us, the people that love us and care for us, they only want us to do well. They only want the best for us. In most cases, unfortunately, some people don't experience that love and that affection and that nurturing, but even those that do love and care for us, like you said, they implant this fear based on their experiences and based on, what they've been told and what they've seen. And it's not intentional,
No.
It's not intentionally to hurt us, but it does. because
it really does.
What does a child know about falling and breaking their neck? And it's like, I was just trying to touch the sky.
I was trying to touch the sky. That was me on that swing. I didn't care. My toe was going to get it. I was up there. And I can only imagine for a mother looking at their, you know, their daughter who is about to jump. And I would always jump out of the swing. And so, you know, I'm 2 inches from jumping out and singing, shaking God. I really am. And fear, paralyzing fear. And then when you grow up, you know, and let's make it interesting. Let's say as a girl, a young girl, oh, you can't be so rough. Oh, you can't do this. You can't, you know, we were taught, we stood up straight, spoke like ladies. You know, we knew all the subtleties of femininities and everything else like that. But even that can put, oh, no, I can't do that. I'm a girl. You know, like, you can do whatever you want to do, you know. But constantly and almost everywhere, that fear is being sneaking and is being planted in dark places. Places that a lot of times we can't get out, you know. And that's why a lot of times it takes assistance. It takes a church life. It may take years of positive affirmations, prayers, and everything else for you to begin to touch where this fear was planted.
Yeah.
Because sometimes we're not even aware of where this fear came from.
Right.
So it's real.
Yeah.
Man.
And
I don't.
Oh, it's real. Oh, it's so real.
And
it's,
I don't want to.
It's disgusting.
I don't want to.
You know?
Yeah. Oh, it's horrible. It's horrible.
Yeah.
And, you know, there are so many childhood traumas that turn into fears. You know,
oh,
if you've ever gone to bed hungry for whatever reason, mom going through something, parents getting divorced, mom in school, dad in jail, whatever. If you've ever gone to bed hungry, you can develop a negative relationship with food over something so accidental. It's accidental. Your parents were going through their own life, you know?
Yeah.
You were accidentally impacted by it. They didn't mean for you to feel that, but yet you did. And so now we have this fear in place, and the fear can be very damaging.
Absolutely. And like you said, without assistance, because sometimes you're so deep in it, you don't even realize it.
Yeah.
You know, and when you're approached with it, you clutching your pearls like, who, me? You know, looking around like, you can't be talking about me, you know.
Right.
But
I've seen that a couple of times. I've seen that look a couple of times. Yeah, I am absolutely talking about you.
right. But, I mean, that's the blessing of it. You know, it's like others, when you have people around you that really care about you and they've been fortunate enough to, you know what it takes to relinquish that full sense of control and have faith.
Amen.
You know, you can be taught to do the same thing in your own way, of course. But
you
can learn to let go and finally let God. Like, you're chasing your tail. You really are.
Yes.
You're exerting so much energy into something that you realize is not going to happen.
Yeah. It's something that's not even your fight. It's not even your fight.
Right.
You can't do it. It might be you, but it's not your fight. See, this is why we got to get that faith muscle good, because 2020 is not nice.
It's a beast.
I don't want to say it too loud because I don't want her to hear me. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Look, next month is right around the corner. Please.
Yes. I need
you know what I'm talking about.
Keep it moving. Okay.
Right.
I need you to keep it moving. And you know, but it has created, unfortunately, some real fears out there. It has created some very real negative dynamics that if we don't have our faith good, if we don't understand for sure what's going on and where our protection lies, where our everything, we're going to be in a heap of trouble.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
this
yeah.
This is why we got to get this faith in place.
Faith in place and make sure you have people around you that can help you. Because
Amen.
If you have a bunch of fearmongers around you or, you know,
yes.
you're paying so close attention to the news and what social media is saying
yes.
and, you know,
yes.
you're so knee-deep in those things as opposed to the positive things life has to offer you and your loved ones, you can get sucked into that negative place. And you'll
yes,
see
you
no, you won't see the light. You
That's
won't
right.
see it.
That's
you
right.
Know? So
That's right.
I think a wonderful approach for, you know, well, for being introduced to a wonderful approach and,
mm-hmm.
you know, having all of you guys pray for me in this time. It was just a beautiful thing to know that, oh,
yeah.
I have, you know, and nothing against my family. My family loves me and they've
mm-hmm.
been flooding me as well, but. You know,
mm-hmm.
a wonderful approach is a different family. You guys are my spiritual family.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, but I was like, oh, we got to pray. They're like, oh, prayer's up, you know. So it was beautiful. It was effortless. It was
yes.
natural. It was there, you know, and there was
yes.
no questions on it. And that's part of our secret weapon, you know, that God gives us. He gives us each other, you know. And so when it
yes.
comes to having that faith, everyone has days where it's easier than others. You know what I'm saying?
Of
but
course.
Trust me, when
mm-hmm.
you're having that rough day, your buddy, the one that is with you, she's going to be ready for you. You know, the
yeah.
day that you're having that rough day, that's when your homeboy, you're going to be like, look, I got you. I will never forget when a dear sister, she worked with Mother Eagle Ministries, and she lost her son in a very violent accident. It was horrible. Her youngest son, it was just horrible.
Oh.
And we talked, and she was like, you know, I'm too weak to pray. I'm too weak. I said, that's okay. That's all right. I'll pray for you. I'm going to pray for you until you get ready to pray for yourself. I'm pray. I can do that. You know, you sit, heal. You know,
yes.
all of the family was around her, everything. And
yes.
this is prayer warrior. Honestly, by the time it was time for her to go to court, time for her to deal with this person that took her son too early, she was ready because
yes.
she had already face this fear, the worst that already happened, and then she really, really was able to give and trust in God, and she was able to begin to live her life. And I remember when she called me, she said, I can pray for myself now. And I was like, got it, you know. But
nice.
That's just an example. There are times where you may not be able to get the words together. You know, there's times when your heart hurts so much, you don't know if you're going to outlive the pain. But when you
yeah.
have God there, you have that understanding, that relationship with God, even God will understand if you're like, look, I'm hurt right now, you know. But if you don't have that relationship already in place, you're not going to feel comfortable going there. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
this is
yeah.
why we have to have our faith in place before the situations come up, because there will
right.
be situations, you know?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Now, dear, I have some people that want to speak, and I want to be able to get to the
oh,
phone
yay.
Line a little bit. So you hang out
okay.
with me for just a second. I'm going to
you
grab the
it.
Phone line. Greetings.
Okay.
Welcome to the show.
Good evening. It's Melissa. How y'all doing?
Sister Melissa.
Hey.
How
are you doing, Melissa?
I'm good. Siobhan, you sound as good as you look, so keep it up.
okay.
Hey. You're so beautiful, sister.
You know, I realize one of my lots in life in this particular life is to make sure people get a good old smile. And that's my approach
Amen.
For 2020. I'm all like, if I can't make you laugh, then I'm not doing my job.
Okay.
This fear
yes.
is, you know, deep. You know, it's real deep. It's bone deep. And
we
all have our own fear. And I think at the base of it all comes from hurt, disappointment, and hurt from the experiences
yes.
In your life. So there are some fears that I'm overcoming. And I'm realizing, I love the realization, like that's like the work at all to me. So I'm realizing that I have been applying tools, and this time I think I'm doing it even smarter and even better. So there were a couple
good.
Things that were going on, mm-hmm. and I was like, you know, I'm not going to talk about it. I am going to pray on it, and then
Amen.
I'm going to go through whatever steps I need to go through to figure out what this is, and then once I figure out what it is, I will then allow my emotions to do what they need to do so that I can move forward. And that is something that I wouldn't have even thought about as a chain of events to try
okay.
to overcome something that could be terrifyingly, like the outcome could be terrifying. And I'm proud of myself for that, and I have to share that.
Good.
So I'm seeing, you know, my big girl panties, I think they on now.
Amen. We need those. Okay.
I'm sorry, get the big girl panties.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, turn it to the pens, okay? You know, let's get the big girl panties before they turn into the pens, you know?
You had said earlier about having dreams and where you want to go and your goals, and you can't let fear hold you back from that kind of stuff. So one of my goals and dreams is to go to the Great Barrier Reef in Australia. And I'm like, yeah, well, I want to go see these fish, and I want to do this, and I want to do that, but I have no clue as to swim to see them. Like,
mm-hmm.
I can't go there and then look at the top of the water. That ain't going to work. So one of my friends goes swimming a couple times a week, and I asked her if she would just make sure I don't drown. So
mm-hmm.
this is the first Friday for a couple of months now that I haven't been in the pool, and I realized it's not fair of water. I have to have breathing and head turning and arm pulling coordination. So that's what I know I need to work on. And
mm-hmm.
I also realize that I can swim on my back. It's not, you know, it ain't sexy, but I can swim on my back, and I'm very comfortable enough because I don't have my face in the water. So
mm-hmm.
I have learned techniques to kind of get myself familiar with my face in the water. And once I do it more often, I'm sure I'm going to be able to snorkel or whatever I got to do to see these fish at this Great Barrier Reef. So
mm-hmm.
that's just
right.
a challenge. To overcome a fear, if you want to say, if you, you know, you need to overcome a struggle, maybe you need to find something you can see if you can do, and if you can do it, then you can
mm-hmm.
continue to overcome obstacles and things
Good.
And get in your way.
And
that's
you,
just all I want to
say. You are really saying some words, you know, and you, I love it, you know, because you're just kind of like, oh, yeah, casually, blah, blah, blah. No, you have a dream. You have a goal. And you're like, I'm not going to let any fear stop this goal. So what am I going to do? I'm going to learn what I need to learn to complete this goal. Do you know how real that is? That
right.
is so amazing. That is so strong. You know, it's very human to have fear. Okay, so I don't want anyone thinking, oh, I got to be fearless. I'm not saying that. I'm saying don't let
right.
it stop you. That's what I'm saying. And so you've taken it and really grabbed that thing by the horn, and you're like, look, I'm going to be out there, and I'm going to learn whatever I need to learn so I can really have the things I want. So that is saying a whole lot, Sister Melissa. Thank you so much for
right.
calling in. I'm looking forward to seeing you very soon, and we will be talking more about that. Shortly. So
yes,
thank you so much for sharing.
Thanks.
Absolutely. Well, look,
oh, yeah.
I wish everybody would break it down like that, you know, because I
right.
promise you, if you look at this thing that you've been so scared of,
you would realize either one, it's really not that scary, or two, it is that scary and there's nothing you can do about it, you know?
Right. Absolutely. Like, she has a goal, wants to go ahead and to the coral reef. Absolutely. And willing to face that fear and learn how to swim and get in that water. Trust me, I know. My mother is like a fish, and I've almost drowned her several times trying to teach me how to swim as a child. You know?
Look, so that means I'm talking to you.
Real.
You're going to learn. You're going to have to learn. That means I was talking to you. Okay, got it.
Right.
I know what I'm about to do. So, yeah, I have one of my Facebook friends posted a picture of a big, great big grizzly bear, blah, blah, blah. And I'm sitting here like, okay, if I'm this close to a bear, I'm no longer worried about my life because the bear could maul me. I'm not worried about the life anymore. I would like to talk to this bear, though, you know, and I think it would be really cushy to hug. Once you're past life or death, I'm like, okay, so that's no longer my decision.
I don't know about that.
The bear is already here. It's already up on me, okay? So the only thing now I can do is experience the bear because I can't run, I can't hide. It's already here, you know. So
that's right.
We're past that. Yeah. We're past the fear. We're past being able to control anything. I can't run. It's already here.
Yeah.
So at that point, you know, just like we were talking about natural disasters earlier, what are you going to do when you're in the tornado, not running from it. You're here. Look, you're here now. You're here.
Yeah.
So there's no need to worry.
You just
say it
so casually.
We're here. We are here. Okay? This is what it is. And so being fearful is not going to make this bear leave. You know, now I'm going to check my pocket. Now I'm going to see if I can negotiate with the bear, see if I have something you might be interested in. I may have a candy bar or something. But what I'm not going to do is, at this point, my life doesn't – I can't control my life.
Right. That
his
is very
bear
true.
And his natural instincts are going to control what's going to happen. So there's no need for me to worry about it.
Ooh.
No need to worry about it.
That is an interesting situation because me, at that point, face-to-face with a bear, I think I'd just be
– What are you going to do?
Stricken with fear, right? But I'm not. What can I do at that point?
This is why I want people. Okay, stop fighting with your eyes closed. Doing the windmill. Stop doing that. Stop fighting with your eyes closed. Okay, open your eyes and look at this thing. Should you be fighting it? You know what I'm saying? And this is life. This is life.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
yeah. So I'll have people call, Mama 7, I don't know what to do, and, you know, this bill and that bill and house and stuff like that. I'm like, okay, all right, let's look at this calmly, okay? You can't stay there. You got to move. What's
next? You have to move through it. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
I mean,
what's
you can't
next?
Be, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Once we get past the initial shock of, okay. All right, you got through all that. All right, now, what are you going to do next? I guess I got to find some other place
to
be.
Do?
Yes, where else do,
right.
Where else can we be? You know, and so once you get past the fear, because the fear wants to stop you.
Yeah, and it can. It can stop you, but it doesn't have to be for long. You could sit in that for a moment. Mm-mm.
Yeah, and
just a quick moment, just to get your thoughts together.
I have never met anyone make a good decision based on fear.
Based on fear, right. I mean, because it's an emotional decision instead of a logical decision. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I've never met someone say, oh, yes, I have thought this through, and no, fear is like, got to do this, I got to do that. Fear doesn't give you a chance to think, because if you think, you won't be scared.
It's like, you know what, I can move some things around, you know, I can rob Peter to pay Paul, I can get this done, you know.
Have you spoken to the rent person? The rent person may be like, hey, it's not worth the hassle, go ahead and stay, blah, blah, blah. Have you done? So a lot of times, if you are such in a habit of closing your eye and fighting blindly, you're always going to miss your target. You'll never really see what the problem is, because the problem may just be timing.
Yeah,
okay,
it's very
true. You know
exactly very
what
true.
I'm doing.
I know exactly,
you know exactly
what you're talking
about.
Absolutely. I've seen people fight like that. And, like, you're not hitting anything.
No.
You are exerting so much energy for nothing.
Yes.
Right.
And you're
but,
everything.
I mean,
so anyone that might be trying to help you, they're going to get hit.
Right.
Anyone that is, you know, maybe setting examples for you, they're going to get hit. Everybody's going to get hit because fear has you so defensive. Oh, that defensive. Oh, that defensive. I know it too well.
Uh-huh.
I know it too well.
I do too.
And I sit there and argue. And I'm not arguing with you. I'm not arguing with you. It's not worth it.
Right. Right. No, it's not. And you're not hearing me right now because you're in your state of fear and being defensive, thinking I'm trying to attack you and I'm trying to help you. So, fear is something else. Something else.
Yes.
Just take a moment. Just take a moment. Sit and be still. And just think and listen and, you know, just assess things. And then it'll come to you. Yeah, it may not be pretty.
Yeah, oh, no. No, it doesn't have to be pretty.
Yeah.
You just
it doesn't
have
to be pretty.
Victory over the fear.
Right. Right.
You need the victory over the fear. You are fighting yourself. And you will win if you move past the fear. Well, dear, I got another person that would like to join us in the conversation.
Okay.
Hold on just a second. I'm going to come right back to that thought. Hold that thought. Greetings. Welcome to the show.
Greetings, Mama Seven. Greetings, everyone.
Hey. Hi. How you doing, sweetheart?
Hi. I'm fine.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing? How's everything going?
This is my baby.
It's great.
Right here.
It's awesome.
Yes.
This is oh, Lord.
Wow.
All right, then.
So, do you know anything about fear, baby elephant? You know anything about fear?
Do I? At one point, you know, and I'm going to be honest because, I mean, it is what it is. I realized that at one point in time, I was addicted to fear. And when you said, because it's like, once you go through so much and you have periods in your life where nothing is really wrong, you find something to be wrong. Like, you just, because you're so used to operating under trauma, right? So it's like, I have to have trauma with me. Trauma is a part of my navigation system. So I realized, I was like, whoa, you know, I think I'm addicted to fear. I'm addicted to something being wrong. I'm addicted to worrying. Like, it's been times where, you know, even you, Mama Seven, why are you worrying? Like, what? You know? And honestly,
like, you're waiting for the ball to drop.
I'm waiting on it. Like, what's next? You know? I realized that fear is an addiction.
It can be.
And
it
I had
correct.
To put that out there. Mm-hmm.
You're absolutely correct. Not only can it be
that
an addiction.
That adrenaline. Yeah.
People look for, like you said, They'll make up things to be wrong, to have something to worry about, and I'm like, okay, are you having arguments with me that we haven't even had the first argument on? You're coming to me with a rebuttal on an argument that we never had.
Mm-hmm.
It's real.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you need something to do, like a class or something instructive to keep yourself busy.
I do.
Yeah, but no, you're very right about that because I know that. You know, I've had someone tell me and say, you know what, Siobhan, like, you like to create chaos in your life. And it's like, what do you mean? But it hurt because that came from someone that I respected. You know, and she was like, well, you're doing well in this career. Why would you want to stop this and go on to become a nurse? And I'm like, because my heart isn't in this anymore. It was about me chasing, not chasing. It was about me going for my goals, you know, working mm-hmm. towards something else that I wanted to achieve. And she saw it as mm-hmm. me self-sabotaging. And it mm-hmm. was like, no, because I don't have fear in moving on to the next thing. Mm-hmm. She did. So she mm-hmm. was projecting
well,
her fear onto me.
You would be surprised how many people will, they don't realize that their fear is only for them. And so the things
right.
that are, that you may be fearful of, I don't care about. I don't mm-hmm. care not a drop about. And so, and you, and I can see it every now and again, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I'll see people, they'll get nervous. So and I'm like, what are you? And I'm like, what's about to go on? I'm looking around. I'm like one of the kids on the playground. Like, oh, it's about to be a fight. What is this? Because I'm like, I can feel you tense up and we're about to do this. No, it doesn't have to be that. But like our baby told us, it can be like that for some people because that's
mm-hmm.
what they get off on. That's what
mm-hmm.
they're accustomed to. That's where their comfort
mm-hmm.
is. Even though we know they're not comfortable, we know that feeling is not comfortable, but they've created a comfort in the middle of it. Or maybe during all of this,
yep.
you won't look at me and I can be doing other things or I can be working through other problems, but
yeah.
I don't have to worry about this one problem right now. And so,
mm-hmm.
yeah, it's very real.
Distraction.
Very, very real.
It's very real.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. I just had to let you know that that's a different, you know, perspective because, I mean, I'm one of them. Like, I look for it.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
yeah.
what's going on?
Yeah.
What's about to happen? You know, I tense up.
Yeah.
And it really, I have no reason to tense up before I see my godmother, but I just know. And then I bring that attention on myself. And it's like,
yeah.
you know what I'm saying? Why am I the one getting attention right now? And it's like subconsciously, it's like, yeah, pick me, give it to me, you know,
yeah.
give
yeah.
it to me. I want it. It didn't get mad because I got it. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
right.
You got
right.
it, right.
He's always
over there thinking more of me. I'm like, you were calling me. What in the world?
Yeah,
so,
like, come,
right.
come to me.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. That's real honest. Now, as you are getting in two year deep, what is that faith piece? You know what I'm saying? What is helping you to get past some of this?
Honestly, first of all, my spiritual family helped. So I couldn't have done this alone. Not even fronting. I needed that extra push. You know, my spiritual family
mm-hmm.
does play a big part in this. And they also they also make sure that I don't slight myself. So that in return
mm-hmm.
makes me want to, okay, you know what? I could do this. You know, my prayer life, the protection piece of getting stronger with that, you know,
mm-hmm.
more journaling, more self-realization, you know, being
mm-hmm.
honest with myself and saying, hey, you're tripping, you know, hey, relax. God got you, you know, relax.
Yeah.
You know, it's like
faith.
I'm learning how to have more faith in God
yeah.
because this is not my
yeah.
world. God knows everything. So why not
yeah.
trust the creator? Because my head will lead me into worrying about something else and finding something else. You know, it gets old.
Yeah.
It gets cluttery. I don't have room to grow. I don't have room to have other perspectives because mine is the, you know, the major one, and it's dealing with fear and trauma. Like, that gets,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's pretty lame.
Mm-hmm.
pretty lame.
Yeah. It's exhausting.
Okay.
It really is.
It
and
is.
It's, and
it
it's
is.
Exhausting.
Oh, my gosh.
And
yeah.
it's, oh, my gosh. And,
very.
And it doesn't lead us anywhere. So we still,
no
matter what, we still got to fight. We still have the things that we're responsible for learning. And so, yeah, this is why, you know, not only does fear keep us from what we're supposed to be doing, at the end of it, you still don't have anything but the fear. All fear has to offer is more fear, you know. And so that's not a healthy relationship, you know what I'm saying?
No.
All you're going to get out of this is more of the same? No, that's not positive. So, yeah. And you know,
mm-hmm.
it's wonderful to hear that you credit your spiritual family as part of the thing that helps you move out of that, because that means your spiritual family is working for you. That means all those limitations and everything else, they're helping you work through. So that is so super duper wonderful to hear. You know, that's exactly what is supposed to happen. So if you're,
I mean, and the fact that
not leading you out, we gotta talk.
Right. I mean, and also the fact that she's willing to, not just you, but me too, like, I'm willing to accept that. I'm willing to take a look at myself and say, you know what, I have to let this go. And, you know, they have more knowledge and wisdom than I do. So I want to learn. I want to be better. I want to accept God into my life, and I want to fully have faith. So I have to relinquish this false sense of control and this fear that's been brewing inside of me 40-plus years to say, you know what, I'm ready to live. I'm ready to love. I'm ready to experience life.
Amen.
Because
Amen.
I deserve it.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah, I
Amen.
Deserve it. Yeah.
How about? Woo! Awesome. Thank you, Baby Elephant, for calling in and sharing the possibility of addiction to fear.
Yes.
Thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
That's a big piece, okay? Thank you, dear.
Thank you.
See you soon.
Good night. See you later.
I love being able to say, I see you soon, you know, because all my people, I'm like, hey, this is what we're trying to get done. Okay, I'm going to stay with the phone lines for half a second, okay, Siobhan?
Cool. I'm cool with that.
Awesome. Getting all this wisdom in. Greetings.
Yes.
Welcome to the program.
Hey, Salafia, how are you?
Hey. Yeah, I can't take y'all nowhere.
I'm so bad. How are you? Peace and blessings
good.
To the family. Yay.
Yes.
Fear so and faith.
I got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
I know you, Miss Bubbling Joy here, does know nothing about fear. What are you doing? You just calling to say hello? What are you calling for?
Oh, she's choking.
That was like not the Bubbling Joy.
Well, I will. Now, let me start by saying this, that in order to have joy, you have to work through the fear.
Ooh, yeah.
You know, you got to work through it. You got to have a plan. Like Melissa said, I got a goal, and this is what I'm doing, you know. So one of my things was once I realized that a lot of the fear, insecurities, doubts, things that are put onto us are projections of other people, you know, and they start in the womb, you know. And when we come out, you know, it's projecting on us. You know, you don't come out a Christian or Muslim or a Jew. You come out
no, you
a
don't.
Child. You know, so all the things that go along with those, you know, what you eat, what you don't eat, how you view people, all those things are impressed upon you.
How you
so
dress.
When I got to the point, how you dress, you know, what do you think about yourself, those things are impressed upon you. So when I got to the point where I didn't want to be sad anymore, I don't like to be unhappy, and all the reason why I was unhappy was because I was trying to fulfill everybody else's dream for me. I was trying to live somebody else's destiny. You know, I realized that, you know, for real, you know what I'm saying? Everybody's not built the same. So growing up, I was the husky child, you know, so being a husky child, you know, I was looked at a certain way and talked about, and you need to do this, you need to do that. No. What I need to do is I need to work these curves, and I need to keep moving forward. You know what I'm saying? And other people that come behind me that aren't born or look this type of way, I'm going to show you how to work this and what we're going to do. You know, and so once I started embracing that part about myself, I found joy in that, and I love her fear.
Amen.
You know, that joy part comes in. So whenever I get to the point, I'm just like, oh, like, no. I know what that dark corner looks like. You know what I'm saying? I know what that energy feels like, you know, and I know that's not what God has for me. So if we work on not, you know, ridding ourselves of other people's projections on us, yes, of what they think we should be. You know, that's why my daily prayer is, and let your will be done. You know, mm-hmm, allow me to, because when I got to the point, I told you before, if you listen to the show, I've said it, boy, whew. From the first show to now, I was like, I got to the point, I just broke down. I was like, listen, I'm done. Whew. I tried it myself, it ain't working. So okay, I'm going to give it to God.
Right.
You know, right, and not have selective obedience, which is very hard. You know what I'm saying? We selective obedience.
Selective obedience, yeah.
Selective obedience. We're obedient to the things that we think that are benefit to us, you know.
That's right.
But some
I know
of those
exactly
things
what it is.
Yeah, but with some of those things that we need to do that might not necessarily, it all benefits us, but it may not taste good. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It might not feel good. Anybody that's ever had cod liver oil knows cod liver oil does not taste good.
Girl.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-mm.
However,
you won't be sick.
Right,
if,
right,
if you've
right,
ever
I,
had
I was a golden seal baby. That stuff is horrible.
Golden,
okay?
That's what I'm saying. That's
so
what I'm saying about bitters. Yeah, if you've ever had bitters, you know, golden
yeah
seal and, you yeah know, sassafras. Or all, if you've ever had
yeah
your grandmother go into the cabinet and pull that jar out because you had
mm-mm
a cough, or go on the
mm-mm
bottom
right
of the refrigerator and say, put this
you
on
learn
the
not
bottom,
to cough.
You learn not to cough. I ain't sick. Mm-mm, I'm good.
Not
right. Ooh, had something caught in my throat. Oh, no.
You know, and that's how God is. God is like, now I can give you these bitters, or you can go ahead and do what you're supposed to do and wrap up, listen to what I say, handle your business,
exactly,
so you don't catch
exactly
those colds. You
exactly
know, and that's why
exactly
these, that's why things are given to us. So, yep, that's
exactly
why I'm at with that. Did I answer your question,
exactly,
Mama?
Yeah. So we have learned, keep pushing. It gets better on the other side. Face that fear. Don't let it mess you up. Set you
don't
up
let
some
it mess
goals.
You up.
Set you
set
some,
up some goals.
Goals. So
yes
that we can push through. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So
and don't forget about
that.
Use your tools.
Use
your support
tools. And I was about to say, don't forget about precision of language, because that's something
yes
that I struggle with.
Yes,
of like. Honey. Because,
yes,
you know, our angels, they don't really understand, like, okay, is this what she wants? Because that, if
right
you're constantly speaking negative, it's like, okay, this must be what she wants. You know what I'm
yeah
saying? As opposed to
I
speaking
I
positive.
It was like, so you want to come in or go out? I mean, like.
right. Like, what do you want?
Right.
Right.
What do you want?
Yeah.
You know, so I'm just going to sit here and wait. We're going to play chess while you figure this out. You know,
Right.
Yeah,
so you just have to really be careful what comes out of your mouth, because
yeah
you don't know who's listening. And it's like, okay, if anything I'm going to speak positive. Because
right
I'm tired of the negative. I've done enough of that. I'm over
oh
it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm
yeah
done. You know,
yeah,
like, please.
And we do
blessings
it so subconsciously.
Yeah,
we do it so subconsciously that we don't realize it.
That's
yeah
unfortunately. Unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
We do it to ourselves. And so that's
do
why
it to
we
ourselves
have to, you have to get in the habit of correcting your brother, correcting your sister. Hey, precision language. You know,
mm-hmm.
I turn that into the positive. How do we turn that into the positive, you know? And really have the people scratching heads like, okay, I don't know how to make that positive. Okay, well, instead of telling me what you don't want, tell me what you do want. And so,
I know.
Oh, a wonderful approach. A wonderful approach will get on your nerves, okay? We are going to be Jehovah Witness of language, okay? Because we are going to get what we want. And I just want to make sure y'all get the right thing. So we gotta make this thing happen, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, get that precision language.
I'm still
language
working on it because
it's a process.
Yeah, I know I'm still a baby, but I'm more aware of it now. Like before it comes out of
yeah
my mouth, I'm like, oh, okay, wait
yeah
a minute, hold on.
Yeah.
Even if I
yeah
think it, it's like, no, Siobhan, you have to turn
yeah
that around. You
yeah
know, it's like, well,
yeah
I don't
and
want.
It's as simple
and,
as that.
Yeah, it's like, no, what
it's
do
as
you
simple
want?
As that.
Right. Mm-hmm. And also realize that before it even comes out as a word, you start creating that feeling. You start that energy starts coming up.
Yep.
Like, for instance, if you might be low on a little bit of cash and somebody asks you for something, the first thing you say is, I'm broke. Wait a minute.
Yep.
You've already created the energy of lack.
Temporarily financially challenged. It's a temporary challenge. That's all it is.
My money's invested someplace else because universe, God don't know. Oh, is your heart broke? Is your car broke? Is your leg broke? You know what I'm saying?
It's a temporary challenge. Temporary.
I wake up in the morning hungry and I be like, somebody gonna buy me lunch today, and I'm telling you, I'm hungry this morning, but somebody gonna buy me lunch today. I tell my administrator at least 3 times a week he's going to give me a raise, and every time he tells me no, I say, one day you're gonna tell me yes. And I was like, you're going to tell me, yes, you're going to give me a salary. And I told him how much he's going to pay me. And I told him that, and it's going to benefit him. And he looks at me every time. I'm like, it's okay. Because I'm going to have it.
See, that's what I call a talib. He will manifest food, drink. He manifested
me today. I already knew.
And I'm sitting here like, dude, what muscle are you using? And can you control it at all? You know?
Right.
And can you teach it? Ain't going to be no food. I was like, well, I'll bring food for Talib. He's in the background. Thank you. Okay.
Manifesting. Thank you. Okay. Manifesting. And see, that's what happens when you don't have fear in you. Your faith is so much easier. Your faith is out there. It's moving. And we can make things happen because you don't have the fear weighing you down.
Yes.
What would you do
if
you were not afraid?
It is a weight.
This is an exercise. This is an exercise to one of the retreats that I absolutely love. What would you do tomorrow if you were not afraid? And at first people are like, well, I'm not afraid of nothing. I'm like, okay, what would you do really if you were not afraid? And you would be surprised what people come up with. So it's like, how do you begin to live your whole world unafraid?
Because
I'm not afraid because God got me. I don't have to worry about this world. I don't really know how it's all going to pan out. I don't. I'd be making moves. I'd be like, oh, God, I hope you got me because I can't see this one. So
right, but you know what?
It's worrying.
No, because you know why you don't worry, Mama Seven? Because you have a true understanding that God cares for us and only wants the best for us, and you trust that.
Yes, I
and
do.
You're
obedient. And you're obedient.
Yeah.
That's the thing. A lot of us are still learning
children,
that.
He wants the best for all his children, but you will get popped.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
You will get that booty pop.
Look,
I'll get that booty pop.
If I get popped, it's because I swear I didn't know. You're not going to get me, and I knew I wasn't supposed to do it. I'd be like, oh, God, I did not know. Okay, God,
and now you
God there wasn't no
now
sign. Ain't nobody told me nothing. I didn't know that. I didn't know. So
I'm
there and be like, God, I didn't know that that was the result. Because, you know, I don't try to be disobedient at all. What if I go and share with the angels not to do it? Does that count, you know?
Right.
That
trust and faith muscle is something else because that's something I struggled with for a long time. Trusting in others. In God. And I mean, I'm ashamed almost to say it because he's my creator. You know? But what you've experienced in the past causes you not to trust. You know?
And
it's like, I don't know if I could let that go.
you know. But it's like you're not in control. So let that go. Like,
I had a brother tell me. I had a brother tell me once, it's not that God isn't trustworthy. I'm saying I can't trust. It's within me. He could acknowledge that it was within him. I said, well, if it's not of God, then what do you think that thing is? You know, if what you're is inside of you won't let you trust God, what do you think that is then? You think that belongs with God or it belongs on the other side? So, you know, but if until we are honest with ourselves, we ain't going nowhere. Right. Until we're really honest and be able to say, I haven't trusted God in my relationship. Until you can be honest and say, I haven't trusted God with my children. Until you can really sit back and say, I haven't trusted God, then we can begin to say, okay, small steps. How do we begin to trust God? How do we start this healing process? Because it's truly healing. You know, we'll let God in all the places except for that one, and that's the main one you need to let go of, you know? So it's rough. God's like, I need it all because I know more than you. I know more. I'm able to see the forest through the trees. You've only been living, 40 short years? I've been around since the beginning of this thing, okay? I know how to do this. Trust me.
Right.
We ain't lived long enough. We haven't lived long enough to argue with God. We haven't experienced enough life. Say it again.
I said, won't we try it?
We'll try it.
Yes.
We'll try it.
What
helps me with that is really my own children. Because I'll look at them trying to maneuver, and I'm like, look at this here, fool. What you doing, boy? You know? And they'll explain to, well, Mom, I thought about, and I was going to, and I'm like, this is what God must feel like when he's trying to tell our ignorant selves to do X, Y, and Z, and we're just being resistant. You know what I'm saying? Just resistant. And he's looking like, okay, good luck with that. That's not going to work for you. Go ahead. Keep trying.
Like, I told you you still want to do it your way. Okay. Go ahead with that. Good luck.
Okay.
And that's where the blessing of grace comes in at. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
The blessing of grace. You know, because God has, oh, my gosh. I mean, I thank God every day for keeping a hand on me.
Yes.
You know, looking out for me. You know, babies and fools, that is real.
Sometimes
you know, I joke about it, but I still, you know, I still think. I was like, you know, some days I'm that baby, and many days I'm that fool, you know.
Right.
And I'm just
sometimes
like, you know what?
Thank God for telling me. Sometimes I have to thank God for telling me no.
I
have to thank God for closing doors that I didn't even realize I still kind of had open.
I needed,
you know.
And you fought so hard to get through that door, and it's like that's not for you. It's not for
kicking
you. So let it go. Right.
Yeah, either kicking and screaming.
Right.
In my defense, I would sit there and come up with a whole strategy and a plan. I'm like, look, this is how this is going to benefit me.
Okay.
All right, God, I got something for you. This is what I need.
That's that Capricorn.
You come with a plan.
I know how to do this, God.
I got a plan for you. I'm like, look, God, look, I know you created everything. However,
Right.
What I need.
Oh, not with the however. You might as well say but.
I done got popped in the mouth before. I don't use those words anymore.
Seriously, like you said, just being grateful. Like, I used to wake up in the morning when my alarm went off and be like, ugh. But now I learned to wake up and I open my eyes and I smile and I say, thank you. Because how many people didn't open up their eyes?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
How many people wake up in pain?
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wake up blind.
Yeah, one thing I
right.
am, I've been so thankful for in all of my life is waking up on the right side of my brain. Because everybody doesn't, and they don't know. I'd be like, ooh,
they don't know
wait
it.
A minute. You went down
yeah.
the rabbit hole too deep, you know? And so
yeah.
When I talk about having faith, I'm talking about God protecting me and blessing me from things I didn't even know I needed protection from. Okay.
Mm.
Yes. You know, things that I didn't even, like I said, if I get in trouble, it's because I didn't know. I didn't see it. I didn't know. But, you know,
I can't say the same.
Always there
I can't say the same.
No, she's a goody two shoes. Don't worry. We can't leave her. She's a goody two shoes.
You know
what I'm saying? It's okay.
Look,
I'm going to be honest with myself.
I don't want to dip my toe
in it and be like, oh, I think I could take it.
But, no. So you're
but
the
I'm
going to
learn
with. I think I got this.
I'm learning. Like, I'm listening to those, you know, those beautiful angels of mine and ancestors that,
yes.
you know, give me direction. And it's like, you know, and that intuition, it's like, oh, I was supposed to be listening to that. Okay.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what it's called?
Yeah.
We call it something told me.
Something,
you know,
something
told me.
Something told me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That,
that's
yeah.
God. How about the other one? Damn, I didn't listen. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. All
yeah.
of that. All of that.
Yeah.
All right. My dear Unique, thank you so much for checking in with us and sharing.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Even have a love
yes.
guru. Love guru had
thanks,
a
thanks, Unique.
Okay. Yeah.
Love you.
Love and joy.
Love.
Love.
Oh, my goodness. And as we get ready to move into the prayer portion, I just want to have one more little shout-out here. Let's see. Greetings. Welcome to the show.
Love and light, family.
Hey, peace. How you doing?
I am great. How
are you both?
Awesome, awesome.
I'm good.
I know you don't know anything about this fear situation. I know that you
Baby,
get
listen.
Listen, I tell anybody the only thing I have to operate on is faith and favor. I don't
okay.
have time to be a fool.
Yeah.
It takes up too
yeah.
much energy. I just don't have time. So
yeah.
I'm going to say this prayer.
Yeah.
I'm going to put it on over there and watch God show out for me.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I'm gonna watch.
Yeah.
I'm gonna sit right
yeah.
there and cheese and laugh. And if I feel I have to take a knee, which is really, that's just,
okay.
Not even.
Okay.
Not even because when I look back, I'm like, that was 10 seconds. I could have been hanging up this butterfly. Or something. No, I don't got
okay.
no time. I already put it over
okay.
there. They said they got me. I believe it. Next.
Wow, wait a minute.
Yeah,
I'm working on
it. I believe it. You said it,
yeah.
and I believe it. Whoa, whoa. How many of us are really believing now? Now, that's something
well,
we got to talk about. That's that
faith. Faith.
You know what
problem.
I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the faith.
I remember yeah. many, many moons ago when I was in the church and we were on the children's choir, and we up there, ooh, we did that. And I had a deacon come over, and he said, listen, if you don't believe in the songs that you say to God, you're not going to touch
okay.
anyone, and it's not going to mean anything. I'm like, what you talking about? He said, believe it.
Yeah.
There's a difference between
yeah.
just singing it, but believe it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I promise you, it hit me a different way.
Yeah.
It just
yeah.
hit me a different way. And there was a difference in my presentation. It was a difference in the reception of people when they heard us sing because the belief was there. So a lot
yeah.
of people just up there, sugar, 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 because they can sugar, 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 but they weren't believing
uh-huh.
it. And that's the same
mm-hmm.
thing when it comes to our prayers. We have to believe
yeah.
it. Whether I say a prayer
yeah.
that's 5 seconds, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever, I have to believe
yeah.
in what I'm saying.
Yep.
Because if I don't
yep.
believe, you know, why am I wasting that energy?
Yep. Mm. Yep. or Mama Seven will come behind you and say, hey, set up that Mickey Mouse prayer.
For myself. Now,
oh, God.
Ooh, not a Mickey Mouse prayer.
Right. Yes.
Okay, so baby elephant, you're a baby elephant in this, right? So, with you being a baby elephant, you don't know this particular part. That was one of the first things they said to me. Now, when I go in and pray on you like there's no tomorrow, oh, yes, I got you. But when it came to myself, oh, Lord, I'm just so grateful to be alive, because somebody didn't make it today. I woke up in my right state of mind, amen.
Yeah.
And I got called out on that little Mickey Mouse prayer.
Yeah.
Because
ooh,
I was going so
yeah.
strong for everyone else. And I'm like, I have to go stronger for me so I can have the strength
yes.
to do whatever it is that the Most High is using me for. Because if I'm his vessel,
yeah.
I have to be stronger.
Absolutely.
I've learned, but I got called out on it. Probably the first event. Like, if you don't, what are you talking about?
Oh.
I'm about to get so offended. But I knew exactly what she was talking about. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Because that's what
yeah.
I would do. You know,
yeah.
I would be in
yeah.
in such a state of gratitude that I'm just like, I'm okay, even when I wasn't. But the moment
right.
I started taking those prayers off of other people that were so strong, I mean, I still pray for other people, don't get me wrong, but when I started putting that intention on me, things were turning like no tomorrow.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So
overnight.
I've learned to be
overnight. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Overnight.
Yes.
So
yes.
absolutely.
Yes.
Amen. Look, we had to get that 2 cents in, so I appreciate you so much, sister. We'll talk more soon.
I love
yes.
y'all, and thank you both for being an inspiration to the inspiration.
Amen.
Thank you. Love you too.
Thank you. Woo. Look. High powered.
Ooh, Mama
high
Seven.
Powered.
It's hot.
I forget you were my hot baby. You hot with me. I'm sitting here like, woo! You know, because
woo.
Really, understand it. The more we understand, stop fighting with your eyes closed. Okay?
Yeah.
Don't do that windmill. Get you a good jab up in there. You know what I'm saying? So get
right.
some real fighting, okay? And
yeah.
One thing I love, she said, look, you can take a knee if you need to. Trust me, this world gets tiring. I'm not even going to pretend.
Okay.
This world gets tiring. Some days I'd rather not. You know, some days I got to call in my lifeline. You know what I'm saying? So it happens.
Yes.
But when you have faith, when you are with God, when you know that God is with you, there's nothing that you worry about at all. There's nothing that can upset you. You know, you may not, that doesn't mean you're going to like everything. But see, I won't let nobody take my joy. I'm not going to let anybody, see, because if I take my focus off of the goodness of God and I'm looking at something ugly, that ugly has already won, and I'm not going to have no wins like that. You're not going to get me like that. You know, and so
yeah.
we have to, all of us have to get to the point where fear doesn't have a place to live, okay, because energy
hmm.
is an energy. It's energy. So
right.
it's looking for a place
I mean, and
to
fear
live.
Is, right. And like you said
mm-hmm.
before, fear is natural. Not saying be fearless.
Yes.
But don't
yes.
let fear consume you. Don't feed it.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
It's
yes,
a natural reaction
Lord.
To certain situations, you know. But then it's
yes.
like, oh, wait, hold on. Mm-mm, I'm not giving this any energy.
Nope.
Let me press through
nope.
this.
Yeah, yeah. And then really when you begin to understand that you are a representative of God, who are you representing, okay?
God.
Who are you going to be sitting here representing, okay? So when you're a representative of God, fear cannot live in that same temple. It can't be in your temple.
Yeah.
And so you will begin
yeah.
to say, hey, you can't just sit up in here. You know, this is a no parking zone. You know what I'm saying? I
right.
got to go ahead and do what I do. I make prayer. I'm a prayer warrior. I have a relationship with God. So sitting here with fear, you can't pray with fear. You can't.
No.
So
no.
This fear, it holds you back from a lot of things. It's like, oh, I'm trying to protect you. It's protecting you. It's protecting you from success. is protecting you from the victory, because when you win, even when you try to win, that's a victory. You know what I'm saying? So it protects you from the victory. It protects you from gaining more confidence. It protects you from things that you don't want protection from, okay?
Right.
So we have to get past the fear. Mm. Get past the fear.
Ooh.
And
get past the fear. Trust
you might need
faith.
Some help. Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
you
yeah.
might need some help.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's okay.
A wonderful approach is definitely my help.
Yes.
Ooh, when I say hands up in the air on my knees, I'm like, I am so serious. Like, please, I don't know what else to do. I've exhausted everything.
And guess
like,
what? She'll sit
help.
There in her house. I don't know what to do. I've exhausted everything. I have to call her. What you doing? Being exhausted?
Oh,
I'm like, yeah, I know that. Okay. Yeah, I got that part.
No.
I got that part. What else are you doing,
I'm working on that, Mama Seven. Trust me. I'm like, oh, I know she's going to hear me anyway,
okay.
So I want to go ring her line.
She's over there stressed out, thinking she's by herself. God has already sent the memo to the angels. God already got people working on it. So, you know, that's what we do.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah. Yeah,
so,
yeah, and I thank
y'all,
and I love y'all for it. I really do. It, when you're so used to operating, you know, by yourself, you know, thinking that you're by yourself, not wanting to reach out for help, not because of pride, but because I don't want to worry these people. You know, I love them, and I don't want to put something else on their plate, you know, that it does something to you, and it makes you try to deal with things on your own, and you don't have to because you do have a tribe, you know?
That's right.
So,
and see, that's,
again,
that's
thank
what
you.
Fear does. Fear wants to pull you to yourself. It feels, fear is like an abuser. It's like an abusive relationship. You're like, dad,
it is.
They want you to be by yourself. They want you to think that no one will help you, that you're not worth helping and everything else like that. And so that's what fear wants to do. But when you have faith and favor, when God already got that solved for you, all you got to do is sit back and relax, then it all magically happens. You're like, wow, that just came together. Like that.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
I done came up the mountain. I'm good.
Okay.
Like, yeah, I've learned some things. Yeah.
That mountain is a doozy, y'all.
Ooh. Ooh,
that
Lord.
Mountain is a doozy. You will definitely feel like you have earned something coming off that mountain, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Look, I don't know what you were so nervous about. You did an absolute awesome job. I'm so glad that you agreed to come and just talk with me, work with me, trying to expose some of the shortcomings of fear and letting people know, you know, faith is a process. You know, start small and you will begin to eventually feel better and better about it. So I'm so glad that you did that. We are getting to
Thank
the prayer
you. I'm glad
question
I did
of
it.
The evening. Yeah. Oh, you're a natural. You're a natural. I'm going to get you on the rotation. But
I've been voluntold. Okay. Got
okay.
it.
Oh. It's official, okay? That's a wonderful
yes.
thing. It's official.
Absolutely. All love.
So I want to thank everyone that joined us. We are getting to the prayer portion.
Yes.
The prayer portion is ever so sacred for me because, you know, for some people that have not fully developed their prayer life, this is an opportunity for them to hear prayer, to allow it to touch them, to allow themselves to be inspired by it and to move with it.
Yeah.
And so I always take a lot of pride in this moment because it's so helpful to people. So I always give my guests the option. Would you like to leave us in prayer?
Oh, I don't want to give a Mickey Mouse prayer though.
Well, look, how about this? You can get started, and I'll finish it up. How about that? Is that fair?
That is fair. That is fair.
Okay.
Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. God said two or more. There you go. We got this, okay?
Yes,
okay.
We got this. And I got
without
the Mickey
Mouse.
Yes, without the Mickey Mouse. Well, let's get this going. Father, Mother, God, ancestors, Orishas, ancestors, we come to you today with thanks and, you know, just grateful for communing and getting an understanding of what this fear is, what it does to us, and how we can relieve ourselves of it. We have the tools necessary, and if we don't have the tools necessary, we can learn and build on that, so that way we are able to rid ourselves of this and actually progress in life and trust you and have faith and allow us to live and be loved as we should be, because that's what you made us for.
Amen.
Thank you for watching over us. Thank you for blessing us, protecting us, and guiding us in our steps and in our path, because we don't know better. We're learning, and we know that you all help us through it all, and we give you the glory.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God, I just want to add two words. I want to give a special thanks for helping you saw Sister Siobhan through this situation. I know it was your hands covering her. I'm so glad that you sent angels to stand by her bedside and to watch over her through it all. I had full confidence that she was going to be healed and that you were going to help facilitate that healing, and I know that you did. I know her ancestors were watching over her, making sure that everything she needed was right there. And even though there were bumps in the road, you never let her feet leave the road. So I greatly thank you, God. I thank you for all of the blessings. I want to thank you for all of the angels that when I asked for the prayer, gave of their time, their energy to answer it and to be part of that number that said, yes, I can pray for my sister. Yes, I can be thinking and be in gratitude for my sister. Yes, I can have good wishes and wants for her like I want for myself. And so, God, I know that it's you that is constantly using us to be tools, to be reflective mirrors to each other so that we can continue to build and grow and develop within each other, using this young sister as an example and as an opportunity for us to pray, for us to be collective, for us to be in unison, for us to be thankful and rely on you, God, because you make miracles happen. I know that you're still in the miracle business because I see it, I feel it, and I know it. Mm-hmm. I just want to say a special thank you for all of the positivity that went into getting this sister to this point so that she can go on and she will now become a beacon of light for others to see, so that others can be an example as to what God can do when God is moving in your life. So I just want to say a special thank you. I want to say amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.